We want to tell you what we know as we know it. We just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion.
The first thing any television camera saw this morning was this just before 9 o'clock, roughly 15 minutes earlier, an American Airlines jet hijacked from Boston had crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. There were 92 people on board.
It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Minutes later, the second plane, the second tower. The fireball ate up the aircraft. It was a United Airlines flight, a 767 from Boston to Los Angeles. There had been 65 people on board. New York City was staggered, and still it wasn't over. This was the Southern Tower falling in on itself. It was now roughly an hour since the first attack. Meanwhile, it was beginning here in Washington. Another hijacked plane hits the Pentagon.
U.S. officials are saying there was no warning, no indicators of any kind of a likely terrorist attack. Number two, they say Pentagon officials within the intelligence and the counterterrorism offices are now looking at this very intensely.
ABC reporters across the city are beginning to hear the word terrorism.
It seems obvious unofficially to people here that it was a terrorist attack, but they obviously can't reach any firm conclusions at this point. So the Pentagon is engaged, and I'm sure law enforcement is, but they say they had no warning.
Report piles on report.
Okay, there's been an explosion of some kind that shook the grounds of the Capitol. We all heard it. Everybody ran for cover. We don't know where it was. We don't see the smoke yet. We're running. They're screaming at us to get back.
On television, it looked like it was happening all over. 10:28 a.m., New York City, and in the shadow of the one remaining tower, a snatch of conversation between a reporter and a rescuer.
Why are they pulling us out of here?
Because the main tower is hanging.
The North Tower. Oh my God, there it goes!
Washington, the White House is evacuated.
The Office of Personnel Management says all federal office buildings in the Washington area have been evacuated and closed. The employees sent home immediately.
The president was not in the city. He was in Florida visiting a school.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Officials at this end are not confirming that the president's plane is going to Andrews. We don't know if it's going to Andrews or some other location. All they said is that he will convene a National Security Council meeting, and we don't know where that will take place either. Obviously, they want to keep a lot of people guessing as to the president's whereabouts.
Now it was lunchtime, and yet more terrible news is coming in. Another United airliner with 45 people on board has crashed south of Pittsburgh, presumably another victim of terrorism.
We talked to a couple of people who actually witnessed the plane going down and said it was quite devastating. Went right down into the woods. They saw all sorts of debris flying out into the woods and into the trees, and it's quite a devastating scene from what we're told.
At this point, it is hard to believe we're still in the same day that began with this picture. National Guard units are out. Washington is shut down. Airports in the U.S. and Canada are closed. And the death toll, still uncountable, is also unimaginable. John Donvan, ABC News, Washington.